This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Like so much of the country, people are being fervently urged to stay home in Nashville. This is also the city hit by a terrible tornado March 3rd. There's a lot to Nashville, but music is key to that city's identity, and for now, we're not hearing that in public. Colleen Phelps from WPLN reports.
Mercy Bell was tending bar at Rosemary and Beauty Queen in Nashville's Five Points when, with only a minute's warning, she had to shelter from a tornado. Then she stepped outside and saw the aftermath.
It was like Hollywood, like a set that you'd build to show the end of the world or bombing or a disaster movie.
The bar where she worked cut back hours because of the neighborhood's destruction. But Belle was looking forward to things turning around. As a singer-songwriter, she recently left a desk job to pursue music full-time. And she was scheduled to share her work with influential audiences at South by Southwest. But that was canceled due to COVID-19.
It was going to be this industry hotbed of networking.
Now the bar where she works closed its doors because of the virus, too. While the city has come together remarkably quickly to support those who suffered tornado damage, there's not much anyone can do about concert cancellations. Dave Pomeroy is the president of the local musicians union chapter. His primary concern was musicians staying healthy during this time, but he has a realistic view of the economic impact.
There's going to be millions of dollars that could have gone into our local economy, much of which would go to musicians. That's just not going to be there.
The music industry in the Nashville area is worth about $9.7 billion a year. It includes roadies, lighting designers, stagehands, photographers, and as shows get canceled, they don't get paid. But people in this community support each other.
When we go through these hard times in our city, we have always come together.
Some musicians are hoping to make up lost income with online concerts for donations, though others are sharing performances just for morale. After all, the musicians are isolated too. But for Nashville's music economy to truly recover, once the show can go on, it must. In Nashville, I'm Colleen Phelps for Marketplace.